going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The following is paid for by the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio 1020 KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
Hi, this is Father Tom Berg, pastor of St. James Catholic Parish in Swickley, Pennsylvania. Welcome to Catholic Education Plus on KDKA Radio. This show spotlights the important work of Catholic education in our Catholic schools and the parish faith formation programs. Catholic Education Plus is brought to you by the generous supporters of Catholic education, including Sam and Judy Spanos and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh in southwestern Pennsylvania. And today we are discussing family integrated catechesis and why. And my guest this morning is Judine Indoneva. Judine is the Director of Family Ministry and Faith Formation for the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh. And Emily Belchick, she is the Faith Formation Coordinator at St. John and Paul Parish in Franklin Park. Judine and Emily, welcome this morning to Catholic Education Plus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Father.
And Judine, would you like to introduce yourselves to our listeners here this morning?
Sure. My name is Judine Indoneva, and I'm the Director for Family Ministry and Faith Formation here at the Diocese of Pittsburgh. I have a number of years of experience in ministry, both in Catholic schools and in parishes. And so it's a great privilege to be able to bring all of that experience at the administrative level for the diocese and to be able to help shape and move things forward for the growth and development of programs.
Absolutely. And Emily?
Hi, my name is Emily Belchick. I'm the Faith Formation Coordinator at St. John and Paul. I spent 22 years in public education, teaching kindergarten, fifth grade, fourth grade, second grade.
And also, did it all, huh?
Yeah. And also 19 years in youth ministry.
Nice. Wow.
So it's nice to combine both of those things together in faith formation.
And we're neighbors. Franklin Park is just right up 79 from St. James and Swickley.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, this is a big weekend for the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh with the On Mission for the Church Alive announcements. A lot of people heard the new groupings for the parishes and also the clergy assignments were announced yesterday afternoon or evening at Mass. And then, obviously, they'll be hearing it this morning. As Bishop Zubik says, On Mission for the Church Alive is needed in the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh. And I look at it as a priest here in the diocese for 17 years, not a negative, but definitely a positive to be the church alive. Would you agree with that, Judine?
Absolutely. So, you know, right now is a painful time. It's a time of grieving and fear, naturally.
Change. Yeah.
And change. But the purpose and the reason for the reorganization is to be able to pull our resources together and then to create a new vision for thriving programming. And so working in the Secretariat for Leadership Development and Evangelization, I get to see the a live portion on mission. So there's on mission, which we tend to think of as reorganization and parishes and groupings, but we forget the second piece, which is alive. And so our objective is to create a structure of growth mm-hmm. for the parishes. And one of the major areas that I've been privileged to be a part of is the reordering of how we do catechesis for our children and our families so that it's truly life-giving.
And catechesis, for people who might not understand that word, is teaching the faith.
Yes, catechesis is going deeper with your faith mm-hmm. in knowledge and heart.
So looking at, if you look at business as usual, so to speak, people think, oh, I go to church and the pastor or the minister will teach me the lesson for the day in the homily or the sermon.
Right.
Or if I go to school, the teacher or the religious ed teacher or the Catholic school principal or teachers or catechist will teach the faith and that's it. And you go home and go back to your old ways. But that's not what we're talking about with faith formation.
No, because a lot of studies have been done and they have shown that the number one predictor of children engaging in their faith as adults and remaining Catholic and being active in their faith is parents teaching the faith to mm-hmm. their children. So everything else that we put into formation, textbooks and service projects and field trips, they're nice, but there's only one factor that really assures the longevity of their development, and that's the parents being involved. But the model that we've been using for years doesn't look like that.
Mm-mm.
The model we have been using for years is child-only formation, and the parents are on the periphery. The church teaches us that parents are the principal and primary educators of the faith. We've heard that for centuries, but we're really not doing that. So what we're here to talk about today is integrating the family into the children's formation so that we're empowering parents to take that role as the chief instructors of the faith themselves. And then really, the parish should be supporting the parents, but we have it reverse.
I agree with that. And I look at my own parents, Bill and Marge Burke. They taught my two sisters, Lisa and Linda, and I. They were the first ones that taught us our prayers, nighttime prayers.
Mm-hmm.
Before you pick up the spoon or the fork for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, you say a prayer.
Right.
And you thank God for all the blessings. Go to church on a weekly basis and have breakfast or dinner after. As they say, a family that prays together, we stay together. And I truly believe that. It starts at home. Starts
right.
Family first. Emily, let's talk with you as a parent and as a teacher. You kind of have both the best of both worlds with that. Would you agree that the parents are definitely the first teachers of the faith and what they say and what they do?
Yes. When parents bring their baby to be baptized, what do we ask them?
Mm-hmm.
We ask them, will you teach them to love God and to love others? And they said they will. You know, they promised that. And what do we do as a church to help them, you know, fulfill that promise? So at St. John and Paul, we've been really looking at our baptism prep program.
Mm.
How can we reach these parents? What kind of tools can we give them to foster this kind of Catholic experience in their homes? So we've been looking at really good resources. We've been talking during our baptismal prep time about what is your mission?
Mm.
What do you want as your family? What do you want that little baby, that precious gift from God, to grow up and do? What do you want? And creating that mission so that when things get tough, as kids grow and get involved in many different activities and such, where do they have that strong, do they have the roots? Do they have the roots?
Yeah, there's like no book or manual that new parents can say, hey, okay, now you're proud parents of a baby, you teach them the faith. Okay, mm-hmm. Well, I have a keys to the car, but how, you need a driver's manual mm-hmm. to get acclimated with the vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
So I think with the baptismal prep with a new family or a family that starts with school or religious ed program or youth ministry, you get the families that the parents have to kind of taught too.
It's a new mm-hmm. paradigm.
Mm-hmm.
We need to shift the way we do things. So we need to first of all the way we've been doing ministry is kind of like, okay, we're the professionals and we'll tell you what you need to know. And okay, we're going to have an Advent series on symbolism. But you know what? That might not be what those parents are experiencing right then. They might be having trouble paying their mortgage. They might be having trouble with a child that has an addiction. And so we need to shift the paradigm so that we're meeting the needs of the family and the life cycles that they're experiencing now. So what Emily's talking about is, wow, we've got this young couple with a new baby. That's a critical moment in their life cycle.
Absolutely.
And so what we have been doing in the past is, okay, take the baptism class, check it off the list, we're done. See you in 6 years for First Communion. But we actually need to restructure our evangelization so that we're there for the families at all of those critical moments, and we're accompanying them, as our Pope Francis likes to say, into that journey closer to the heart of God.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we ask them questions like, how do you pray together as a couple? You know what I mean?
That's a good question,
yeah,
too, right?
Yeah.
Do couples pray?
You can't wait until you're faced with adversities,
right? Mm-hmm.
And then figure out, now what do we do? You know, we have to prepare them for that.
And we know in a society as a whole right now, there's a lot of stress, a lot of pressures.
Mm-hmm.
There's no perfect family. Every family has struggles and ups and downs. Like you said, paying the mortgage, putting food on the table, finding a job. There might not be a perfect household where it could be a whole family. It could be a broken family with mm-hmm. separation or divorce, a single parent, a death of a parent, grandparents raising children. Mm-hmm. There's so many different factors now.
Right.
We didn't have back in the 1950s and 60s, you know, the days of the Waltons, the Cosbys, and the wonderful perfect families, the Partridge Family. You know, there's things that now in 2018, it's different. And Judine, you really hit it at the beginning of our show here this morning, is that we can't just keep business as usual, dropping kids off at religious ed class or the Catholic school and saying, oh, let the teachers do it.
It's kind of like a drive-through, like
drive-through
slap
service.
Me a baptism, you know,
right.
I'll take a Big Mac and a baptism and a First Communion.
And I'll see
but
you later.
I'm in my car over here and you're in that building over there and we just barely touch each other.
And I think that's what On Mission for the Church Alive is hoping, that,
absolutely,
you know, it's no longer just a single parish. Right now, you know, I walk across the street and I have one building. You know, my home parish, Holy Apostles, merged mm-hmm. 2 years ago, and there's four churches. Now there will be two more coming into the spectrum. So it's not business as usual that, you know, you were like little cookie cutter, little islands, so to speak. It's no more just bricks and mortar, but it's the people. The people are the church. The family are the church. And I think
they're the skeleton. They're the backbone that holds the parish together.
Yeah.
And they've been on the periphery for a long time, and now we need to engage them and make them fully alive and involved in the parish, which they're longing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And they're waiting for people like Emily to create programs that give them a place to find their home.
So there are parishes that have been doing things. We have St. John and Paul, and also St. Catherine Drexel down in Bentleyville,
making
too.
Making great inroads, and St. John the Baptist in Minaca, among many. Family integrated catechesis isn't a cookie cutter idea. It's how we in our community find ways to bring our families fully alive.
And with those parishes now grouping with others, then it will branch off.
They can share,
right?
And they can learn from each other.
Plant a seed and watch it grow. Okay, great. We're going to take a break. Back with more Education Plus in a moment.
Those are one of the best ways that the church brings young people into a relationship with Jesus while preparing them for life. Catholic schools in the Diocese of Pittsburgh provide spiritual formation that encourages virtue. Academic excellence leads to success in higher education. Gospel values promote respect, compassion, and service. Dedicated teachers integrate faith into every subject. An emphasis is placed on critical thinking skills, problem solving, and decision making. Our schools set and meet high standards for student achievement. We develop each student's unique God-given gifts and encourage them to give back to their communities. All learning and activities are focused on the full development of young people, for the welfare of society, and for building up the kingdom of God. To learn more or find a Catholic school near you, call 412-456-3090 or visit diopitt.org.
Welcome back to Catholic Education Plus. I'm Father Tom Burke, pastor of St. James Parish in Swickley. And this morning we have Judine Indoneva, who is the Director of Family Ministry and Faith Formation for the Diocese of Pittsburgh, and Emily Belchick, who is the Faith Formation Coordinator at St. John and Paul Parish in Franklin Park. So Judine and Emily, we were talking in our first segment about the On Mission for the Church Alive process, which has been announced this weekend, and how the parishes will be grouping, new leadership, new beginnings. Let's talk a little bit now, Emily, about how we do that. How are you working with the programs, with the families, and getting the families involved with integrated catechesis?
So our family program meets once a month. The family goes to Mass together, and then they come over, and we have a light breakfast, and then the children go downstairs into their age-specific classrooms, and there's a theme, and we're all working around the same theme. The parents, the adults, stay upstairs with me, and everyone's learning. The whole family is learning. The kids are learning concepts downstairs on their age level, and the adults are learning things upstairs. The idea is that when they go home, they share, and they share what they learned, and they talk about it as a family, and we open up those doors for communication. The other thing is, once they all come back together, the family, they travel to two different stations. So the first station is a service station where they do a service project because we're helping them to love others. And the other one is a prayer station because we're helping them to love God. That's what they promised at their baptism. How will they help their children love God and love others? Mm-hmm. So we give them hands-on opportunities to do that. The prayer station is very hands-on. It's something that they can make. It's something that they can do together and take with them. And pray together at home. I get a lot of positive feedback from that. One such activity we did was Lectio Divina. So, you know, some families are so intimidated by the Bible. It's so big, and they're like, where do I start, you know? So we broke it down for them and picked just a scripture reading. We read it, and then we talked about what word stood out to you. Mm. And then we did echoing and allowed families just out loud say, what word stood out for me? It really is very telling as to what is in their hearts and what God is trying to say to them through that scripture passage. It's for every age level, from little people to big people. I know I do it with my own family, and I have a teenager who's writing, you know, longer things, and I have a little girl who's drawing pictures and what God's saying to her through art. It's just a really awesome way to incorporate all age levels in a family and how they can pray through scripture together.
So it's one theme. So the parents are learning on their adult level, and then the children, the little kids or the bigger kids, learn it. But it's the same topic, but just on a different level.
Yes, definitely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if I may interrupt for 1 second, interject. I was just thinking of the beauty of that, because we can say, you know, we want the parents to teach the faith, but some parents are they don't know how.
Right.
So what's beautiful about your program, Emily, is that you're actually giving them the tools to grow themselves as adults and helping them to have the ability to be able to take that home and make that a reality.
Mm-hmm. They're learning, but they're having fun with it, too, and especially if the kids are making projects or the parents. So you get your hands dirty. Kids love that, you know, or guys like to get their hands dirty working out in the yard or in the garage. But you're making the learning fun, but incorporating it all together, and then they all come back together and say, okay, this is what we learned. Oh, this is what I learned. Mm-hmm. And it brings that family bond even stronger. Would you agree?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. We all need Jesus. Mm-hmm. We all need to know that we are loved And it's the perfect way to do it because it's such a positive message for everyone.
So how do you come up with different themes for the month? So are there certain topics that are more popular than others, or do you
have different... Yeah, we do follow a program. Mm-hmm. Like, we do follow, you know, the guidelines from the diocese. And
there's resources for the,
yes,
for the,
yeah,
the
for
parish
sure.
to
But something
that.
Else we did is we took the 6th, 7th, and 8th graders out of the regular faith formation classroom, and we're doing a youth ministry model with them, which is wonderful. That's kind of the age where they start to falter. They start
it's
to question.
Group. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they start to
on board.
Ask a lot of questions, and we encourage that. We allow them to ask their questions. But we also, through that program, is we bring the parents in, and as a family, foster an opportunity for them to meet Jesus through adoration, through something we did just recently, the interactive Stations of the Cross. So for Holy Week, we brought the families in. The parents stayed with their children, their 6th, 7th, and 8th graders, their middle schoolers, and they walked through an interactive Stations of the Cross. So at each station, they learned, they related it to their lives. They did some sort of activity. For instance, when Jesus was handed his cross, they were handed a tiny paper cross, and they had to write down something in their life that was just a cross that they were bearing, and then they had to carry it with them, and then they had to nail it to an actual cross. They connected with the story in a really beautiful way. So, you know, I had one family, you know, in adoration, not really knowing what to do. They're on their cell phones, you know, they're kind of, they just don't know what to do. No one has ever taught them, what does adoration mean? What, Jesus is fully present and there, and you could talk to him. And we introduced them to these concepts, things that they didn't even know as adults, that they can do these things. One particular family, I noticed the ones on their cell phones, they, you know, my first instinct was to, like, no, Jesus
put that
is
down.
Here.
Pay
what
attention.
Are you doing? You know, don't, what are you doing? And so disrespectful, but that's not for us to judge. They don't know. So I got down on my knees and I prayed next to them, and I asked the Lord to just fill their hearts and open them up and let them know they're loved. And on one particular station, this same family knelt down next to sand. It was the station where Jesus falls for the first time, I believe, and there was an imprint of a hand and a knee, and there was some blood, some drops of blood, and they were asked to kneel down and just ask Jesus to pick me up when I fall. And I watched this same family sobbing, just so vulnerable and so open to God's love, and that was the first step. And then I saw teenage kids looking at their father in amazement, right?
He had a life-changing experience right there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
That's powerful.
And what is so beautiful is that would never have happened if Emily wasn't finding ways to invite the parents to participate in the formation with the children.
Yeah, we have to foster an environment where Jesus can come, you know, where people can be open to his love. Now, the music, the adoration, the experience, they have to understand that this is not just a really good story that happened a long time ago. This is their story.
Absolutely.
This is our story.
How do you invite your parents and families to participate? There's so many things out there, distractions, and this is just another invitation that's thrown out there. How do you extend that invitation and get the people to come and the families to come? Because that's
well,
a
for
huge,
that instance,
huge thing.
It was part of the program. So
okay,
they were asked
it's
to
part
stay.
Of it.
Yeah,
it's,
it was part of it. It was their regular faith formation session. They came and they were invited to stay. And there were some people that didn't stay. There were some kids on their own, but we had our core team members and our other loving adults that walked with them through the stations. And again, lots of parents did stay.
Good, good.
Very beautiful.
So it's a life-changing experience for them.
Yes.
You know, and there could be a lot of hesitation out there, like, I'm not this churchy guy, or I'm tough, and I don't need that, or I already know everything about the Bible. You know, you hear a lot of different excuses. So if we can break down those barriers and have people be open to that, wouldn't you agree that that would be
It's part of that paradigm shift that we need to start educating our family of God to know that formation is for everyone.
Absolutely.
And it never ends. You're
that's
always
why
learning.
We're doing On Mission for the Church Alive. Right? Judine Indeneva and Emily Belchick, thank you for being with us this morning talking about family integrated catechesis.
Thank you.
Back with more in a moment.
Helping Catholic parents form the faith of their children is at the heart of Bishop David Zubik's invitation to learn Jesus, love Jesus, and live Jesus. Children learn the importance of praying to God, caring for the poor, and growing in virtue. Faith formation focuses on preparing for the sacraments. Inspired by the love of Jesus and His Word, our teachers help young people develop a strong understanding of the Catholic faith. From this foundation, children are welcome into a personal relationship with Jesus and lifelong discipleship. Several faith formation models flourish in the Diocese of Pittsburgh. They include traditional instruction, catechesis of the Good Shepherd, family-based programs, middle school, teen ministry, and campus ministry. Young people share their unique gifts through service projects and mission trips as they begin to own their faith. To find a parish faith formation program near you, call 412-456-3112 or visit diopitt.org.
This week in our Plus segment, we're featuring the 36th Annual Bishop's Dinner for Catholic Charities. This will be held on Friday, May 11th at the Weston Convention Center Hotel downtown. This wonderful dinner is a wonderful fundraiser for Catholic Charities, which helps so many people, Catholic and non-Catholics. They do so much for the poor, the less fortunate, the needy, children, and this is a wonderful fundraiser to support Catholic Charities. We're having our awardees this year is Reed Carpenter, Sister T, which is very familiar here on KDK Radio, John Linden, and St. Louis de Mirlac Parish in Upper St. Clair will be receiving award, and James Withers, who is from helping with the homeless. These men and women will be all honored at the 36th Annual Bishop's Dinner. Again, that's for Catholic Charities. Again, it's on Friday, May 11th at the Weston Convention Center Hotel, and it's a wonderful way to support Catholic Charities, its mission, and to help the needy here in the Pittsburgh area and beyond. For ticket information, you can visit their website, www.ccpgh.org. We'll see you at the Bishop's Dinner, May 11th. Thank you for listening to Catholic Education Plus, and thanks again to our supporters, including Sam and Judy Spanos and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh. I'm Father Tom Burke. Join us again in 2 weeks at 6:30 right here on KDK Radio.
The preceding was paid for by the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh. Information on the program was intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio 1020 KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.